Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Kevin, you're about to turn 26.
I can throw a party if I wanted to.
No, you can't.
Fine, party at my house then.
106.5, The End.
All right, again, week number two of what feels like the longest weeks of all time.
Oh, it's only going to get longer.
Can we ship 2020 back to where it came from?
Oh my God.
So it's been long. Listen, we're going to keep coming in and trying to do somewhat of a radio show as long as they continue to allow us to do it. I know they're setting up, trying to get equipment for us if we needed to broadcast from home. It's been a slow process, but it sounds like they're making some headway.
Well, that's good.
Really? That's the first Katie and I are hearing of it. What can we know what that is? You know what? Let's start talking about it on the air, because Katie and I are getting pretty effing pissed about it.
So, you know, to pull the curtain back a little bit, we...
Pull it all the way back!
We're waiting on equipment to get so that we can do our shows from our houses, right? So we don't have to come into the radio station. There's, like, technical stuff and hoops that they're trying to jump through to get it, because they would have to, like, get into the system to turn the microphones on for us to be able to do it. Like, if no one is going to be here, like, they have to figure out a way to do it, right?
Okay.
When there's more people involved, it makes it a little harder. So they're working on it.
And I understand we're running short-staffed in this building right now to pull the curtain and just yank it off the rail and throw it on the ground.
Don't throw it on the ground. It'll get wrinkled.
But, like, every single story that I've heard in the last 12 hours is talking about how it's getting worse.
Right.
It's not getting better. It's getting worse. And getting worse at a rapid pace. And I am getting a little nervous about that.
That's okay. You have every right to be nervous about it.
Now, trust me, broadcasting from home, not for you guys, but for me, comes with a whole other set of problems.
Well,
like, how the hell do I keep my kids out of the room?
I was going to say that.
Or how do we start the show at the normal start time and not wake my kids up?
Right. That was the other thing that we were trying to figure out was, okay, let's say we can't do it from all of our houses. We're going to have to find one central location to do it.
I've already thought all of this through, you guys.
Okay. Well, first of all, it won't be Gavin's house.
It will not be Gavin's house.
Right.
It'll be my house. I have thought this. I have a plan.
Why? And what difference would it make if we were still all getting together
because
somewhere
else? Because
it
wouldn't be all of us.
Who would it be?
You and I would be together, and then, like, Rain would be one place. Kevin would work remotely. Producer Jacob probably would have to come in here. But the fewer people that are congregated together at all makes a difference. So here's the plan. I have a laundry room downstairs. It's right next to the garage door. Garage door goes up. You walk in the garage immediately into the laundry room, okay? That we would have everything set up. I've even looked into how to soundproof it. There's a bathroom right across from the laundry room, so you could come in through the garage, be in the laundry room, go to the bathroom, not contaminate any other part of my house.
I've been in that laundry room. There's what would you do? Move the laundry equipment out? There's
no,
not enough room for two people to sit
there
in
is.
There.
Listen, it sounds like Katie's thought this through.
I mean,
through.
It's not a bad plan. I'd rather, believe it or not, do that than continue to come in here to this dirty-ass room that's the size of an effing closet and sit with people who I just realized this morning I have no control over. I have control over my family. We don't go out. We don't go out for literally anything. We haven't gone out for groceries since, I don't know, a week or something
like
that.
That's the only place we go and to get prescriptions.
And then, like, I mean, I'm not saying anything, but Rain went out yesterday. Rain went to somebody else's house. I mean, it was important, but it, like, and that's fine.
Well,
but
it was also somebody that he has been quarantined with.
It's a familiar cohort. That's the title. You can't be quarantined with somebody that you're not with all the time.
Okay, familiar cohort.
Familiar cohort is the expression.
But my point is they would have already infected, like if one was infected, they would have infected each other.
Right, but it made me realize, oh my God, I have no control over you guys.
Right.
You guys are all X Factors.
You never realized that?
No.
I see.
Listen, we're going to come in and we're going to continue to do the best we can to try and have some normalcy of what we do here on the show. But, you know, if one day you listen and it sounds like we're all talking on the telephone, they've figured it out, apparently.
If that's the fix, we could have been doing it all along.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.